Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak.
Everyone get up and do the dance.
Okay.
Really get let's get those hips loose. Let's really get those hips. Crank it up, Matt. Kind of get loose here. Friday time. Speakeasy, 7 to 11 a.m. weekdays.
Oh, that'll be good to close my rings.
We always end it with that on Fridays, by the way.
That'll Thank count you. For good exercise call. A minute, I bet.
Kevin, KT Turner, Jeff Cavanaugh, Julie Dobbs, Matt Cather. We have some of your talkbacks that we're going to visit in a minute. We have the Ben and Skin Show and the Downbeat, both today doing a double remote at the new Josie Records location in Plano.
That sounds great.
Boy, we shouldn't be that tired for that, but I am sucking wind.
We can play dodgeball.
You guys are screwed. Yeah,
but the gym's been closed all week, so I haven't been able to keep up with my cardio.
Let's go run the 400.
Let's get it.
Before we get to that, Sunday night is the Grammys.
Yep.
Back on, boy, this is probably the first couple weeks of our show.
Is this where What's-His-Name got smacked?
No, that was the Academy Awards.
Okay.
Anybody
going to get smacked at the Grammys?
Probably not. Grammys is fun, laid back, just performances, less about the awards. But
make it a lot more entertaining.
We did have a big show bet. And it was my idea, and I think you guys were like, oh, you know, a little reluctant. You know, I get it. I think Julie was all in, actually, on this.
Yeah, duh.
Matt, I don't want to speak for Matt and Jeff. I don't know.
Don't speak for me ever.
I was not in on this.
Matt was not in on this. Jeff,
none of your damn business how I feel
like,
about it.
We'll do it.
I feel like it was rigged from the beginning.
But it was one of those deals where it was like, well, if KT gets the last pick, we'll do it.
Yes, we made KT pick last because I felt like he would have a better feel for this than any of us. So he had to pick last in every category.
So I have seven categories. I've printed these out. I will tweet them on the my account, at KT Fun Tweets, and on the Speakeasy account. So the person with the least amount of points here will have to record a song by the end of the month. That's the deadline, by the end of the month.
Okay.
All and right. It'll be about the three topics
short
that
month,
the
too.
Other three members choose.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If it's a two-way tie, then you can do a duet. Y'all can combine on it, work on it together.
Okay.
And again, I got the last vote, so I can get screwed here.
Yeah.
Okay, it is record of the year.
Uh-huh.
So that is really song. Well, it's recording of the year. Julie ended up with As It Was by Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Matt went with Easy on Me by Adele. Jeff went with About Damn Time by Lizzo.
Let's go, Lizzo!
And I got Bad Habit by Steve Lacy.
Damn it. You're going to win, aren't you?
I don't think I'm mad. The final pick. I don't think so.
Okay.
I would have picked As It Was by Harry Styles.
Okay.
Album of the Year, Julie. Special by Lizzo. You guys might want to type this up or write it down.
I believe you. I'm going to believe you. I'm not a high effort guy in the 10:30 segment.
Album of the year.
Power your stocks.
It's been a decent day. We got rid of the Apple. It had a strong day, so
uh-huh.
we were winning overall, so we went and sold that. And the Hasbro.
Yo, yeah, the Hasbro game. Yeah. Always got the Hasbro game.
This is not advice or whatever, something, yeah. Something.
Hey, Parker Brothers, though. Parker Brothers stock going up.
He's given up. He's ready to go home.
We're down to just VTI.
I'm listening.
Protein. He gave up 38 minutes ago.
Yeah, I think
Bank
he
of
did.
America.
He might give it up after Jeffrey time.
I think he does. We're learning that he gives up after Jeffrey time.
I don't appreciate that insinuation that I told you yesterday.
Hey, don't drink that cup and look at me.
What do you think you are?
You better get it together for this last 12 minutes.
Yeah, man.
So you can get your golden chick.
I'm locked in.
Okay.
Right here.
Mickey Myrna.
Golden chick is your reward, and I am the gatekeeper to the golden chick, and I decide if you've earned it.
I think I have the Grammy
better
thing.
Better bring it. Somewhere show us what you got.
Make him get on all fours and wag a tender in front of his face.
For the next 10 minutes.
Patch on, clear minds, can't lose. How about this? How about I don't need to write down anything because I still got the paper.
My man. He can't keep all of his letters from prison organized, but he's got that.
I think I read them all.
There's no way he read them all, right, Julie?
No. You didn't read them all, because the last time you read them, you said, you were like, I still have a couple more
in my
backpack.
That's why I powered through three.
I know, but you said you had more in your backpack.
I'm telling you, I had like four on my desk like every day.
We've read at least six or seven.
Yeah, we've received 20.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a look.
Golden and the people that work at the front desk here are really worried.
Are they in trouble?
Why did we get so many letters from prison?
I'll take a look.
The iHeart building.
I know that I'm cheering for Harry's House to be Album of the Year.
That's right.
I got it circled right on my paper.
All right,
Julie,
good.
Remember
I'm
your album?
Glad you've elevated your game here, Jeff.
Yep.
What?
Do you remember your album? I just told you.
Was it Lizzo?
Special by Lizzo. Matt, you're a...
I just told you.
Un Verano Sin Ti by Bad Bunny.
Come at me. How about that?
I've been hyper-focused on trying to get Jeff to elevate his game.
You lock
it's
in.
Sitting on my table at home. I do have it sitting somewhere.
You're going to want this on Sunday night, I'm telling you.
No, you lock it
can
up.
You take
no, I'm just going to get updates on Monday.
Renaissance by Beyonce, 9:30. Monday, we'll have the bell. I had Beyonce Renaissance. No.
Okay.
Best pop performance.
No.
Best pop performance. Jeff, you had Easy on Me by Adele.
I confirm that.
I would let Julie had Woman by Doja Cat.
Yeah, that was weird.
Matt had As It Was by Harry Styles.
That was weird.
And I had About Damn Time by Lizzo.
Oh, you got some Lizzo. But best, I got her for record. You got her for performance.
Best rock performance.
Broken Horses, Brandi Carlile, obviously.
Matt had So Happy It Hurts by Bryan Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Julie had Wild Child by the Black Keys.
Yep.
And I had Old Man by Beck.
Beck's been in the news.
Best rap performance, Julie, Vegas by Doja Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, God Did by DJ Khaled.
I feel good about this one, by the way.
Matt, The Heart Part 5 by Kendrick Lamar. You should feel good about that, Matt.
This is when I just
really good.
Had really committed to my bit of always voting for a cat.
Yes. Yeah, you turned it into a cat thing, and that's going to lead to some studio time for you, I think. I had the song Push and Pee.
I like cats.
By Gunna and Future. Best country song, Jeff?
Circles Around Town by Maren Morris.
Matt, I Bet You Think About Me by Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Julie, I'll Love You Till the Day I Die by Willie Nelson.
Crazy. Oh, I picked Willie.
And I had Doing This by Luke Combs.
Doing This.
Luke Combs is performing Sunday.
Is he doing this in a truck?
I feel like it's going to be Luke or Taylor.
With some corn?
There's definitely going to be corn.
Hot corn, cold corn.
There's going to be gravel.
On a dimmage, hot corn, cold corn.
I'm in with the corn.
A belt. Best comedy album, Jeff?
The Closer by Dave Chappelle.
Matt? Sorry by Louis C.K.
You would, Matt.
Your hero.
And in that one he goes, sorry, I'm not sorry.
Wow.
Louis is sorry.
This is where
Louis
I got.
Louis back, baby.
This is where I got boned having to pick last, because I had to do We All Scream by Patton Oswalt. Jeff, Julie got Comedy Monster by Jim Gaffigan.
Yep.
I've got a really good chance of losing this based on re-looking at this too and knowing that I had the final pick. But
you're the best song maker anyway. It would be great.
Three winners, one loser, unless there's a tie. Whoever has the lowest amount of these 7 points here will have to record a song by the end of the month based on the stuff that the other people decide on, the three topics.
If it's me, it will be done in the cadence of hot corn, cold corn.
That's fine.
That's how I'm going to do this.
Probably find you an instrumental of that track.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll know Monday.
We'll know on Monday.
I can't wait.
I'm recording it Sunday night and go set that TV to record in there. Reminder. And, yeah, so here's a couple talkbacks. Don't have a ton today.
What the hell, guys?
I don't think they've been slacking too much. Just didn't have a ton today.
They're all home, stuck in the weather.
So here we go.
Hey guys, my name is Shell from North Richland Hills, Texas. I just wanted to let you guys know the most annoying song to me and my husband is It's a Small World After All. Also, you guys should look up the Naked Bare Ladies. It's a parody to the Bare Naked Ladies. Okay, love you guys.
Love you too. Thank you.
Okay.
I thought that was like some two girls, one cup or something she was referencing.
You don't say that on the air, Matt.
Okay.
Somebody out there doesn't know it. And
you want me to
look
it
up? No.
Should I dump it?
No, I don't. Okay. I want you to live with the consequences of what you've done.
Sometimes he thinks something and just says it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was a reference, I thought.
He'll learn.
Look, it's a great video. And...
No, it's not. Oh. I don't champion that video.
It's good journalism.
What's wild is everyone saw that video
so long ago.
And a lot of people did not... want to see it.
I did.
The few people that sought it out ruined life for a lot of people.
I liked it a lot.
I thought it was fun.
I thought it should have won an Oscar.
Is someone on that computer behind you, Matt?
Ayo's hanging out with us.
Okay. I was like, she saw someone back there.
Ayo's what? Like,
that's Ayo.
He's hanging out.
Hanging. Baning. Here's a diesel girl.
Morning, Speakeasy. Love the show. Africa by Toto has got to be one of the worst songs in history.
Oh, it's okay.
I feel like people liked it ironically and then ended up loving it. And then Weezer covered it and people love it. I'd rather listen to Infant Sorrow sing African Child. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's a funny get him to the Greek or forgetting Sarah Marshall joke there.
I like that.
Can we hear some get him to the Greek? Can someone that can play music play that?
I think it's possible to do that, Julie. Give me 1 second, though.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. This is the song that never ends. It goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they started singing it because it is a song that never ends. It goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And now we started singing
Bill
it because it's a song that...
Why is this a thing? What is that from?
That's the song that never ends.
They'll continue singing it just because.
There's a 10-hour version of this from Lamb Chop. The song that never ends.
I love this song.
This is great.
Oh!
Really just need some, what is that, a snare drum or a kick drum?
Doesn't need
that. Maybe a frog?
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Winds reflect the stars that guide the torrents of day.
Doesn't make the song better.
We're gonna let him, let's just let Matt cook a minute. This is fun.
I stopped an old man on the way, hoping to find some overnight words of ancient melodies.
Where's Rainer?
Where's
Rainer?
He turned to me as if to say, hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Nothing gonna make a love that gave me away from you.
If you've never done it, you're done more than ever do.
Thank you, sir.
I once went and saw the Pixies and Weezer, and Skin was there. And Skin, because Weezer's covering this song.
Was he offended?
No, Skin makes eye contact. Now, there's a rail separating us. There's a guy in the pit, at the back of the pit, and we're kind of front row of the lower level there. Okay? Of the 100s, right? And there's got the pit, so there's a little rail.
Yeah.
Skin is about to sing the song. The chorus hasn't hit yet, and he makes eye contact with a guy.
Yeah.
And the guy makes eye contact with him. And we had like a Frank and Bill situation
on
The Last of Us.
Hell yeah.
And Skin motions for him to, I'll show you the video, motions for him to come in and then hugs this guy then starts screaming out the chorus.
Hell yeah.
It was two guys who love Toto.
That's
just
badass.
Jamming to some Toto.
I love that. A
couple guys being bros listening to Toto.
Nice.
All right, two more talkbacks, and then we'll go to Josie Records in Plano. At the brand new location, and mixed with the Ben and Skin Show with Christina and Groups.
Alanis Morissette, isn't ironic? That song, because of my sisters, on repeat over and over and over
Cut
again.
Cut him off.
Does it for me.
Yeah, hey,
that is not an annoying song. That's an incredible song.
I'm siding with the caller here.
It's good when it gets to the chorus.
It's really annoying.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
It's like I don't even know you guys anymore.
I love it.
Sorry.
I love it.
Thank you.
I do think in the beginning, though.
Like, if you wanted to say it's not the best song on that album, that's okay. You could go with You Ought to Know.
Yeah, like you could say like that song doesn't come the best. It'd be fine because it's not the best.
Yeah.
But it's a great song.
Very good song.
But that guy was traumatized by his sister his whole life playing it.
What about Chumbawamba? Thumping. I get knocked down, but I get up again.
I kind of don't have a problem with it.
Stop that.
I don't have a problem with it.
It says a lot about you.
Oh, Donnie boy.
No.
I think the last hour of free fall should be predetermined by your peers. Although I would recommend fishing show. I need some lake reports. I need to be using a jig, rattle bait, popper. Just spitballing here, guys. Love the show.
Crankbait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my favorite bait. It's the crankbait.
I'm a whopper plopper guy.
Oh, you like the whopper plopper?
Yeah. I love the whopper plopper.
I could just throw a Pokemon ball out there and see what happens.
What do you mean?
It's like the red and white ball.
Oh,
like
the bobber?
The bobber.
Yep.
It's like a bobber.
There is your mop-ups for today. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for listening all week long and continuing to listen. Reminder, you can go to KEGL.com and guess who the big loser is on Wednesday's free fall 12-hour listening event. You'll be entered. If you get correct, you'll be entered into a drawing to win a big gift card to get you a big TV before the big game. Let's go live out to 6940 Coit Road in Plano.
69.
The brand new grand opening weekend of the brand new Josie Records. Jeff said 69.
We're losing them. We've lost them.
No, she's laughing because as you introduced them, I was unplugging my charger.
That and the 69.
Yeah, Jeff. Like,
oh, there he goes, packing up.
Jeff's been done with the show for an hour and a half.
That's not true. I was kind of engaged this segment.
How are we doing, guys? What's going on out at Josie Records in Plano?
Well, if when you walk in to Josie Records, it's like kind of walking into heaven. You know, it's just really cool. If you like music and pop culture and cool things, walking into Josie Records is like walking into a time machine in some ways. It takes you back. There's a nostalgic factor.
That's what I feel.
But there's just so much cool. I mean, it's just there's so much flavor and style and pop culture and magic. It's just a really special place to be surrounded by all these albums and music posters. It's just a cool vibe.
I don't own any albums. Can you get music that was made when it was no longer albums on an album? Like, could I get a record of Jagged Little Pill by Alanis Morissette?
You can definitely get Alanis Morissette records. That was a really strange way to phrase that question, but yes, you can buy an Alanis Morissette record, Jeff.
Weird. Why was it? What was weird about that?
Do I need to break it down?
You put that in front of an English class and have them diagram that sentence, they will all have an acid trip and pass out.
I'm glad you guys always talk so good.
Yep, good point.
Man, they're ruthless today out at Josie Records.
I know, they're trying.
No, here's why. Here's why.
Coming up
just
next.
No.
Here's
nice
why.
Nice engaging question for you guys.
No. Here's why. Whoa. We know that we can seduce you to come out here because we're going to have pizza and beer.
Oh!
Yeah, that's a good job by you.
We can say whatever we want. Isn't that our slogan? We can say whatever we want. We have pizza and beer.
Yeah.
Our slogan for the whole radio station.
Oh. Yep.
97 won the free.
We'll send you a pizza.
Pizza and beer.
Oh!
Cather's lost his damn mind today.
I can't tell if that's Groobs or Cather. I don't know
it's
what's going
Cather.
On.
We're double teaming it.
Him playing drops over Toto was amazing.
Well, now I think
did you like your performance, Christina?
I did. Oh, my God. I can't wait to be in a show. My first TV show break is a drop of me laughing. It's incredible.
I wish it was the
yeah.
Yeah, what animal is that? We're trying to figure out whatever.
It's an owl.
An owl.
And Matt said I was trying to like impersonate a whale or a fish.
It was
right?
A fish.
It could be a seal.
You guys were talking about a fish
one
day.
Let everybody hear
skin.
It.
Yeah, let's break this down, Matt.
And you're like, it would sound like, I think it would sound like a hoo hoo.
Is that a walrus?
It does sound like a walrus.
Trust me, I don't know what she was trying to get, but as soon as I heard it, I knew it was gold.
It sounds like a hillbilly walrus wearing a tank top.
And you guys were replaying the skin reaction to Travis Frederick.
Yeah, yes.
That is hyperdrive on the Millennium Falcon. That is R2-D2 working on something, kicks in the hyperdrive, and then they go off into space.
Yeah, what did we call, what did we decide that one was?
It's a horse, I think.
No.
It's labeled Skin Horse Laugh.
We used to have a different Skin Horse Laugh, though, didn't we?
No. Nope.
There's that, that
we decided it's a tea kettle. Yeah, it's
put,
a tea, yeah.
tea kettle. We put R2-D2 on that, and KT could never find it. He never saved it, but it was you. It was R2-D2 fixing the spaceship, and then it takes off, and then the Star Wars music plays.
I actually have it, but I put my hard drive up already.
Wait.
Oh, somebody else quit on the show.
No? Yes. I want to play something. This is breaking news. This is what a walrus sounds like.
Okay.
And then we can compare. Okay, I'm playing it from my phone because I don't have capabilities. Oh.
That sounds like a bear.
Well, that's,
that sounds like the Hulk's bowels.
Hulk.
Sorry about that, everybody. The Metaligri. I want to thank my friends in Metaligri.
Oh, Hulk, you're doing good.
It sounds like a dinosaur.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
it's Mothra.
That was ear piercing.
Christina just said it sounds like a dinosaur as if she's heard dinosaurs.
That was that was a walrus named E.T. practicing his vocalizations at the zoo.
You think Christina and I don't know dinosaur soundies?
I mean,
put that in your English class, jackass.
Let's now line up the modern humans that know what dinosaurs sound like.
Who can make the best dinosaur noise?
Oh, my God.
Like on command.
For a drop interview.
Oh, I can do T-Rex.
Okay, do it. Do
tweet,
it.
Tweet.
Okay.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
God.
Yeah, she's demasculating the...
Oh, my gosh.
The T-Rex.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I've made enough noises today. We just started.
KT's got something.
What's on the show today, guys?
All right, we are having a party.
Oh my God.
It's a double remote. By the way, how many of you guys are going to make it out here to join us and the Downbeat?
I really was going to until that thing earlier in this segment.
I want to be a dentist.
You have a...
Ben, I'm not sure. I've got a couple kids that I got to take care of all of a sudden because they decided to cancel school today again. But I'm going to see if I can't figure something out.
This is why I've been telling people out there, it's irresponsible to have children right now.
You're right.
Hey, kids love vinyl. Bring them up here to Josie Records.
They do
the grand opening of the Plano location, Coit and Legacy. We're having a party. The Downbeat's going to do their remote from here right after us. So we're going to be here all day. We got Andrew's American Pizza Kitchen bringing pizza. Mm. We got Rollertown Beer Works bringing beer. This is going to be a fun, fun time. We'll do our show live from Josie Records, the grand opening of the new Plano location. Again, Coit and Legacy in Plano.
Well, I'll see you guys out there at some point. I don't know what time, but I'll be there.
Can you get me the Alanis Morissette record?
And we'll see Ben and Skin and the Downbeat out there.
Hey, there you go. That's coming up next right here on The Freak. We are the Speakeasy High and Bye. Remember, you don't know what anybody's going through, so be cool to everyone. We love you. Be easy.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.